Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Still just you and me. I want to report to you on the recent poll, the online poll that we took. We asked you about crowdfunding. Now, if you remember, I've been talking to you about crowdfunding for a long time right now, and with a number of experts, and as well as my own commentary, I wrote three articles about this. I encourage you to go to my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and read the three articles. If you don't know what crowdfunding is, go type in crowdfunding in my search engine and click on the article option, and it'll bring up some articles, and you'll see the three that I wrote there. They'll be right there at the top or near the top. Read all three of those. It won't take you long. They're not long articles. And it's about the three kinds of crowdfunding, as I define them. One is the gifting crowdfunding, like when someone, you know, is a charity or something like that. The second kind is lending, where you borrow money from them, like as if they were from a crowdfunding entity, as if it were a bank. And the third one is the equity part, where you approach investors to invest in your venture. It's a real legal security transaction. And so I talk about all three of those. And the one that is the most, I think, is the most applicable to business, small businesses, is the lending part, the second one, the crowdfunding lending. Because the first part, the gifting part, that's not for us. We're in business. We're trying to make a profit. The third one could be for us, and it will be for some businesses, because there are some businesses out there that will try to raise capital. Not as many as everybody thinks. Very tiny percentage will actually pull that off, and appropriately so. But many, could maybe millions of small businesses, will borrow money online from a crowdfunding. Well, at least they'll do online borrowing, and it could be a crowdfunding entity, or it could just be a group that has their own money that they're putting into lending online. So in a recent online survey, we asked this question: if you need a business loan, would you consider an alternative source like a crowdfunding loan instead of a bank? 16% of you said you never have used an online loan, and you don't intend to. 50% said never have but would consider it. 13% said traditional banks are not relevant to how I do business. And 22% said no idea how to go about getting such a loan. So what you've got there is an interesting way. You've got at least half of the people there would consider it, and half would maybe are not so much interested in it. But the main thing is, every year that goes by, more and more millennials are going to be in business, and they're increasingly comfortable with doing transactions online, including banking. The story that I've been told is millennials are not likely to go into a bank, not walk. They don't necessarily see a bank branch as relevant to them. I mean, heck, they don't even think the post office is relevant to them, right? But here's the thing that I want to point out to people. There are two things that I want you to know about crowdfunding lending. Number one, if you're not bankable, it can be a godsend. Because you can get the underwriting requirements in a crowdfunding loan are much less onerous and strict than a bank has to deal with, because they have different regulators. And so you can be unbankable and still get a crowdfunding or an online loan. And so if you need the loan, as I did once upon a time, then that money, even though it's expensive, it can be a godsend. It can really be important to your future. It helped me once. Not a crowdfunding loan, but an SBA loan, which is just another way of saying a Plan B loan, meaning you got help when you were unbankable. I was unbankable once. I got help from the SBA who guaranteed a loan for me with my bank. Well, a crowdfunding loan can serve the same purpose. It can help you if you're unbankable. Now, here's the thing, though. It will cost you anywhere from double to triple what the bank will charge you for interest. So I've come to the conclusion that there are only two kinds of people who borrow money online from any source, because all online business loans are expensive, way more than a bank would charge you. So the only two kinds of people who borrow money online for a business are people who are unbankable, and I don't blame them. Just make sure you don't get one of these payday lender type lenders that where you're paying 200%. You can possibly justify 12, 14, 15% for just a little while. If you're unbankable, you need to be lending money. Those are people who borrow money online. The other people are the stupid people who don't know any better. If you're bankable, go to a bank, and you'll save a lot of money on interest. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.